You're listening to the Fairies and Folklore Podcast by Renal. I'm dark fantasy author Renal Janssen van Vieren, with over a decade of digging around in dusty folklore books, researching creatures of imagination that ignited my curiosity. I'm here to share the folklore in a nutshell and how I reimagined it for my writing in An Origin of the Fae. This is the Fairies and Folklore Podcast. Hi, I'm your host, Renal Janssen van Vieren. You can just call me Renal. In today's episode, we're continuing our exploration of the Fae realm. This episode is brought to you by my Dark Court Sisters book series, available in ebook, paperback, and audiobook. Three sisters, three destinies, three ways to destroy the world. Go to renaldemythmaker.com/Dark Court Sisters series for more. You can now support my time in producing the podcast, researching, writing, and everything else involved by buying me a coffee. This can be a once-off thing, or you can buy me coffee again in the future at your discretion. Go to buymeacoffee.com/renal to support me. We're continuing our exploration of the Dark Fae. Today's fairy, Impusa, folklore in a nutshell by Renal. The Greek equivalent of a vampire, the Impusa is a monstrous female creature with a brass leg and the leg of a donkey, while being human from the waist up. These creatures have the power to look beautiful to entice and seduce their victims before drinking their blood. Some scholars believe the Impusae to be the oldest recorded vampire myth. They were either created by Hecate or were merely her servants. Some myths even have it that the Impusae are the red-headed daughters of the goddess Hecate. The Impusae harass lone travelers on dark roads, either by order of the goddess Hecate or because it's fun, only leaving the traveler alone when one invokes Hecate. Myths conflict over their abilities of shape-shifting and illusion, some saying they can change into any form at will, such as donkeys and dogs, while chasing travelers, while others claim they can only become alluring to human men, wanting to bed them while draining them of their life force and blood, and even eating them in some tales. Whether spirit or flesh, beautiful or grotesque, these vampires of Greek myth are easily offended and will attack with all the power at their possession. And now for my interpretation of the Fae, in An Origin of the Fae, Impusa. Singular, Impusa, plural, Impusae. Daughters and attendants of the goddess Hecate, these shape-shifting monsters are usually alluring to their prey, until their true nature is revealed. Fanged, clawed, sharp features, red hair, violet slit-pupiled eyes, a donkey leg, and a brass leg that doesn't slow them down at all. These vampiric monsters are fast, strong, and cunning. They possess almost as much magic as their mother and know how to use it. They can easily shift from flesh to spirit form to move through their realms. Though they enjoy tormenting travelers on lonely roads, it is usually to send these humans or fae fleeing to a crossroads for an encounter with Hecate. They can transform into any creature, though they prefer to look mortal, as they are always hungry and on the prowl. They do not, however, seduce humans, as some folklore say. They aren't succubi, they just enjoy their blood at a certain temperature. And though they are thin-skinned, insults sting easily, they do not flee. They fight. I hope that you've enjoyed this episode of the Fairies and Folklore Podcast and that you've learned something new about fairy. Remember that you can get a transcript of this episode in the description. If you're new to the podcast, why not go and grab your free copy of Unseen, the second book in the fairy tale series, on my website, renaldemythmaker.com. Loads of folklore, magic, and danger await. Take care.